Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
It's Dueling Tangents, everybody. Contrary to public opinion, the sun has still risen today. Although it's, trying to hide behind some clouds, the sky isn't crying as much as it did yesterday. But a lot of us are crying on the inside and outside, and a lot of us are trying to process things as we hear more information. We'll get into that later. Welcome, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke. Luke is holding together in the Solidarity Realty Studios over in Madison. So you're listening to him on 1580 AM. That's WTTN, as well as 92.7 FM Devil Radio. Over here in Waukesha, I'm on 540. I almost gave the 15. 540 AM. That's WAUK, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. Check us out on the Devil Radio app. That's wherever apps are apt. And you can give us a call at 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can text us at that same line. And we are on Twitter as well at the Dueling Tangents Twitter handle.
Yeah, at Dueling Tangents. So, Brian, holding it together is a good term, but let's take a break from the national headlines, processing the grief that took place down in Texas yesterday. Let's go to some Wisconsin headlines, because I think...
Yeah, some things happened, some momentous occasions.
Well, it was set up to be an interesting night here in Wisconsin when it comes to elections administration, because the Wisconsin Elections Commission last night met... And it was planned that there was going to be a vote, Brian, for the next chairperson of that commission who will oversee elections this fall, 2022 midterm elections, as well as the lead up to the 2024 elections just over 2 years from now.
Yeah.
Let's
set the stage here.
Mm-hmm.
So we had talked about this a little bit earlier this week. There are three members of the Republican Party. There are three members of the Democratic Party.
Correct.
On this Wisconsin's Elections Commission. They rotate whoever is the chairperson of that Elections Commission. All right. And they also...
Every two years. It switches back and forth.
Between parties, okay? Currently, a Democrat holds the chair and will go over to a Republican. So now the limit is now down to three, but it's
correct.
Actually two, because one of them is appointed by... The governor and is not eligible to be the
member of each party is by the governor's pick, and then the other two from each party is from the leader of the state assembly and or the highest ranking political official in the state assembly for each side and the state senate for each side. So that's how you get to six. So you got the majority and minority leaders of the state senate are appointing members. The assembly speaker and the minority leader in the assembly appoint members, and then the governors switch back and forth. And I don't really know exactly how that would work when there's not
The point is that
but there's a governor's pick somehow in there too. So I don't know if the former governors choose if they're not in power at that time. I'm not quite.
The point is it's down to two.
Two people, because the governor's pick, the executive picks for the Wisconsin Elections Commission cannot serve as the chair or vice chair. The chair and the vice chair rotate between picks from the state assembly, the legislature's picks. And so it can only be two people of the three appointed by each side on the Wisconsin Elections Commission each year. So currently it's Ann Jacobs, who is the Democratic appointee.
Yep.
And her term is coming to an end as chairperson. And so there's two options. As of last night, there were two options to choose from. Robert Spindell, who was appointed by the state Senate pick, So I believe originally appointed by Scott Fitzgerald when he was the majority leader in the state Senate. He is now off to Congress. Devin LeMahieu re-upped that appointment in 2021. And then you have Voss's pick, who was Dean Knutson, former state lawmaker who helped construct the Wisconsin Elections Commission. This is Dean Knutson's brainchild. He was a state lawmaker at the time and helped create the Wisconsin Elections Commission to replace the Government Accountability Board, which Republicans did away with in 2015.
Thank you, Scott Walker.
And so Dean Knutson or Robert Spindell are the two Wisconsin Elections Commissioners that could have been picked to be the next chair of the commission.
Now, when we last left this story a couple days ago, when we talked about it, we were hoping that Knutson would run for chair, stopping Bob Spindell, who is a false elector.
Well, Robert Spindell announced earlier this week, on Monday, he announced that he wanted to be the chair. He was throwing his hat in to be the chair.
And, I mean, again, it's only two choices. So.
Right, there's only two choices, but the Wisconsin Elections Commissioners still have to vote. They still have to have a vote to make
who's chair.
And that
vote was supposed to happen last night.
And that chair vote was scheduled to take place at the Wisconsin Elections Commission's meeting last night. And there was, like you said, we didn't know what Dean Knutson was going to do. There was hopes that he was either going to say, "Hey, I don't have interest in it," and it was going to be Bob Spindell, or he was going to step up and say, "Hey, I will be the chair." Now, it's important to know, the front runner in the gubernatorial race for the Republican primary, former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, threw her support behind Robert Spindell, the false elector, the one of the 10 Republicans that signed fraudulent documents in 2020 saying Donald Trump won the state, not Joe Biden, despite no evidence, and sent those off to officials in D.C. That Robert Spindell, same guy, former lieutenant governor and front runner in the Republican gubernatorial primary this fall, Rebecca Clayfish, said that's who I believe should run the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And so this vote was taking place. We were trying to figure out what was going to happen. It was a lot of unknowns. There was a lot of questions going into last night's meeting, Brian. And of the two doors that you kind of had as options for Dean Knutson, he chose to take door number three, Brian, and he chose to announce that he was retiring from the commission.
He's just like all Republicans who say the truth, I am now leaving.
When they can't handle the heat, they leave the kitchen. They do, because
even if it's the kitchen that they created.
Right. The all situations of their own creation. They Republicans have decried that there was widespread voter fraud. They have spent the last 18 months turning over all the rocks here in Wisconsin trying to find that widespread voter fraud, and they didn't find it, Brian. And Dean Knutson said, it's time to face the facts. Donald Trump lost the state in 2020. We need to go look forward. And he was receiving criticism from other leaders of the Republican Party in Wisconsin.
Huh.
For having that stance, for not propagating the big lie. Dean Knutson was getting heat. So rather than take the heat and do the right thing and step up and lead the commission which he created, he decided to announce that he was resigning and that no vote would take place. They actually voted last night to delay the vote to their June 10th meeting, about 2 weeks from now, Brian.
Yeah.
Five to one, they voted. Bob Spindell was the only one that didn't want to delay the vote. You want to know why, Brian? Not because he wanted to be the chair and he wanted it right then and there. He's going to be on a Mediterranean cruise next month, and he wanted to have the vote now.
Yeah.
Robert Spindell.
Great guy. Here's a quote from Knutson. He announces, this is reading from the Journal Sentinel. His announced departure pushed the commissioners to delay their election to the next chair. Here's a quote. I'll put my conservative record up against anyone else in the state of Wisconsin, and yet now I've been branded a rhino, Knutson said at a meeting Wednesday, referring to an acronym that represents Republicans in name only, a nickname applied by 2020 election deniers to Republicans who acknowledge Trump lost to President Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a continuation of the quote. Two of my core values are to practice service above self and display personal integrity, and to me that integrity demands acknowledging the truth even when the truth is painful, even if it's a year too late, my editorial. In this case, the painful truth is that President Trump lost the election in 2020, lost the election in Wisconsin in 2020, and the loss was not due to election fraud. Newton said instances of voter fraud occur in every election, but not on a large scale. Quote, unfortunately, his close advisors didn't have the courage to accept the truth of the election, instead believing in spreading falsehoods. And unfortunately, now elected officials, appointed officials, and candidates at the highest levels in my party have now refused to believe that Donald Trump lost. Even worse, some had peddled misinformation and perpetuated falsehoods about the 2020 election. Thank you so much. How many years late is this?
18 months too late, in my opinion. But I guess there's that old adage, there's never the wrong time to do what's right.
Yeah, all right,
just,
good for
just
you.
Just delayed time, I guess.
But he doesn't have to continue doing what's right because he's leaving.
He's leaving.
And
he's
doesn't have to continue the fight. He finishes up by saying, my message to Republicans today is simple. If you're a candidate, focus on the issues that affect Wisconsin families and their pocketbooks. It's time to pivot away from conspiracy theories to kitchen table issues. And with that, I'm boldly telling you, listen to what I have to say as I leave very quickly.
As I walk off the stage. That's all, folks. Bye-bye. You handle the problems from here.
This has been a trend. Hey, look, Jeff Flake, he told the truth. Bye. Oh, he's gone.
Okay. It's not even just Jeff Flake out in Arizona. It's par for the course for Republicans in Wisconsin. Paul Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't like the flack that he was getting from the Trump wing of the party.
Yeah, didn't want to stand up to him.
Speaker of the House. He was the most powerful Republican before Trump was elected in Washington.
Bye.
And
bye.
He left.
Sorry, bye.
Jim Steinke doesn't like to take the heat anymore. He's leaving.
Nope, sorry, bye.
State Senator Kathy Bernier, same thing up in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, Trump lost, and I am now retiring.
So we got a little bit more about Kathy Bernier in the segments to come as well, because she's, you know, maybe not leaving center stage, but we'll see.
Oh, okay.
Because there's an update. Mm-hmm. Is Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is who appointed Dean Knutson to the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and so Voss will get to appoint his replacement. The question now will become, Brian, is it going to be a Gableman appointment? Or is it going to be somebody more like Dean Knutson, who said, yes, Donald Trump lost in 2020 and it's time to move on?
It can only be Gableman if he carves out some sort of special exception where he gets to go and have a bunch of money but not actually show up or vote at all.
Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. You don't need to discuss much, just drop off the key
and get yourself free. Probably shouldn't even be on air right now.
All you motherf***ing gonna pay.